What we're going to be doing today is two things. Number one is wrapping up Simin Kuf Tzadi Vav. What we have is an important conclusion of the Mechaber Kuf Tzadi Vav, as well as when we were breaking down the sugyas, we skipped some assorted halachos in Kuf Tzadi Vav and Sif Hei through Tess. And like we've tried to, although Yisrael pointed out a couple of places where I didn't read every word in the Shulchan Aruch, but we tried hard to read every word in the Shulchan Aruch. So we'll try to continue to do that, just to make sure that we go through the assorted halachas and Kuf Tzadi Vav, and then begin Har Chakos. That Emir Tzor Hashem is the plan. Now, what we've been doing in Kuf Tzadi Vav is the sugya Pleita Shechva Zera, and the Mechaber concludes Simin Kuf Tzadi Vav with an important statement based on a Gemara and a Mishnah in Mikvot, Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches, and that is that even though we said that there's a chash of Pleita Shechva Zera, nevertheless, that chash of Pleita Shechva Zera, according to the Mechaber, we'll discuss Lahalacha, Noah brought something out that I wasn't aware of, that the Mechaber discusses this, actualizing this Mishnah in the 16th century. Now, of course, as we learned previously, in the previous year, we discussed Pleita Shechva Zera. We follow the opinion that says that you have to be Choshesh, as the Chachamim rule in Shabbos on Pei Aleph, that there's going to be Zera that's going to come out, that we saw, we follow the Amoraim who say that not only is it Metameher, but also is Soser Shivanikiyim. Hence, we wait 4 days, and according to the Ramah, 5 days, because we're afraid that there's going to be a contradiction between the Stira Shivanikiyim, as well as a concern that she'll mix up the fifth day with Shkiyas HaChama, as we elaborated previously. Okay, that was all we discussed before. And Kuf Tzadi Vav concludes with lines that are almost inconsequential, Lahalacha Lamaisa, what it would appear from the concluding words in the Ramah, except to the fact that the Ramah also reminds us how important the Halacha Sapleita Shechva Zera are. Again, I emphasize the word it seems. Says the Mechaber, Ha'isha Shishim Shemitasa V'rasa Achakach. A woman has relations. Upaska V'rasa Lisbar Miyom Machras Riyasa. And then her period begins. So then the Mechaber gives us an Eitzah that's brought down by some of the Rishonim based on the Mishnah Mikvos. The Torah mentions it as well. Tekaneach Yofa Yefa Osa Makom B'moch. She should clean out that place with a moch. O Bebeged Lahaflet Kol Azera. O tirchatz b'mayim chamin. He gives two options. Number one is to clean that area out with some type of rag or moch, or wash out b'mayim chamin v'im yaflitu kol hazera, and that will get rid of the zera. So, actually, according to the Mechaber, the halacha pleita shechva zera in 5 days is not really ironclad, and that is that if a woman would go through this process, so then in such a case, she could take care of the problem of Pleitas Shechva Zera. Not only would we be marviach an extra day, would we gain an extra day by saying she only has to count 4 days from the onset of her period, but we'd gain much more. What we would do is, the moment in which her period ends, she'd be able to do a Hefsek Tara because she's cleaned out Pleitas Shechva Zera. There's no chshasha Pleitas Shechva Zera if this Mechaber would work. However, the Ramah feels very, very strongly that this Mechaber does not work. I'm going to go backwards. The Ramah concludes, and this is very, very important. I told Rabbi Avram I had a polemic. We didn't get to it on Monday. This is the polemic. It's not our polemic. It already started with the Ramah. The Ramah was very, very sharp. The chol aporeid geder bedvarim elu b'mokum shenogu lahachmer yishchenu nachash. This is a term that the Ramah used a few places in Shulchan Aruch, that based on Gemaras. And that is that even though these chashashos are, I'll even use the word in quotes, seemingly outlandish, nevertheless it's a minig Yisrael to follow these chashashos, and b'mokom shenogu lahachmir, if someone's poritz geder, yishchenu nachash. I won't translate those words. So that's how the Ramah concludes. The Ramah is not saying the Mechaber is wrong. But Ramah is not chas v'chalila attacking the Mechaber. The deference that they had for each other is astounding. Mentioned in the past that the godless of the Shulchan Aruch today is because the Ramah was mevatel himself to the Mechaber and didn't write another Shulchan Aruch, and he said the Mechaber did it better than him. He just wrote small ha'aros. What's the tochen of the Ramah's argument? So the Ramah says the following: V'yesh omrim de'ein anu bekiyim bezman hazeh. We're not bucky in this process. We're not bucky in this process of how exactly do you get out the concern of pleita shichta zera. Ve'ein lismoch al zeh based on gos ma'amin and smak. V'hachi nog darei kvar nizbar shanu nogin lahamtin afil loshim sheklav. So the Ramah gives the following argument. The Ramah says, we said that we're choshesh even if there wasn't any relations at all. Kedesh lo l'chalik bein svira l'svira. Kol shekein b'kai gavna. Certainly here, what's the kol shekein? Certainly here, we're ein anu b'kiyin, if we're going to be machmir in the case of where there was no tashmish, where we know for sure there's no pleita shichva zera. Here, there is pleita shichva zera. There is shichva zera, excuse me. There is shichva zera. So certainly, kol shekein, we're going to be machmir. And then he concludes, Kol HaParitz Gedem. Noah pointed out to me, he blew my socks off, because I was not aware of anybody doing such a thing. But Noah said, did I research what Sephardic custom is? I told him, I teach generally Chassanim Ashkenazim, and this is Baruch Hashem, the first time that I'm Zoche to learn with you, so I'm going through the Sugya and the Rishonim. And I never saw it brought down to that Sfardim would do such a thing. So I asked Noah to look research Chacham Avadia's Psakim, and sure enough, if you look at Taras HaBayis, Chacham Avadia says that if a Sfardic woman does this, he's fine. Amazing. I don't know if I can make a joke. The only Sfardic Shabacher here is the most yeshivish Ashkenazi Shabacher, so Avreich. So we don't know exactly. I'm not sure. This is out of Chavivas. So at the end of the day, I don't know what the general custom in teaching this Hanhaga from the Mechaber works. But it seems that Chacham Avadia suggests that such a thing was possible. Chacham Avadia is mefalpel whether you should do both. In other words, the Mechaber said, number one, to kaneach yofa yofa, and then he said, tirchos b'mayim. He gave two options, either to pull out the zera, or pleita shichva zera, or to wash with water. Chamavadi says, l'chatchil, you should do both. But he then goes on to say that b'dievet, if he did one also, it would be acceptable for Sfardim as well. I haven't heard that. Why some of my socks were blown off, because I had never heard of such a thing. I never heard of Chassan and Kala ever being instructed such a thing. Not even in the sugya of Puriyot, when it comes to issues of fertility, I didn't come across. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Lo Ra'inu Zeinu Raya. I haven't come across in the many couples that my wife and I were zocha to speak with. I never came across poskim giving them this eitzah. But it would seem that for Sfardim such an eitzah was given. We saw that Rav Moshe was makel in terms of the fifth day. And we had other kulas that I'm not going to enumerate from last week. I don't want to repeat because we have a lot to do today. But at the end of the day, this should be noted for the record. Something new that I learned this month, the Chacham Avadia is makel. So, I want to share with you, though, that this issue, Rav Miller used this to discuss a very poignant issue that even exists as Man Hazeh, and it's a polemic that you'll see that if those who didn't receive, we have our booklet, and then we have a photocopy of two pages from a journal, Mash Eilatech, that's the name of the journal. It's in Yana de Purim. In Yana de Purim, you'll see it. Yeah, coming from that. So, it's in Yana de Purim more ways than one. So, Rav Miller Shlita discussed, when he mentioned this Ramah, he mentioned this journal. Now, this is a Mechamta Shel Torah. What Rav Miller did is he ripped apart this article. This article was written by a woman. I will highly encourage you listen to Rav Miller's shir himself. I believe it's shir number 25. What you will learn is how someone who's a Baal Midos, who's also Lohe Mohamta Shel Torah simultaneously, dealt with both, and that's, Rav Miller is a Gadol in many areas, but this is one of his Gavlios as well. He does not mention in the Shir who wrote this article. Said it's a woman. Say it exactly the way he said it. And there's a woman who studies in Midrashet Lindenbaum that gives a heter hora to women. And Rav Miller was extremely disturbed about how this particular heter was used in the context of the Rambam. The issue behind it is actually a very important halakhic as well as hashkafic issue, and that what she was writing about is Aliyah Laharabayis, which of course there are Dolei Torah who have very strong opinions as far as that issue is concerned. Let's give a little bit of background as far as Aliyah Laharabayis. We know that there are two issues about going up to Harabayis. In pure halakha, leaving aside the hashkafa, which is also important. There are two issues. Issue number one of going up to Har HaBayis is going to the Beis HaMikdash itself, and that is that Tmei Meis cannot go until they undergo the process of Tahara with Efer Paraduma. That's in regards to the Mikdash and all those areas that have the Din Mikdash itself. The Har HaBayis, Machne Leviya, is another issue, and that is even though someone who's a Tmei Meis is allowed to go there, but someone who's Tamei from Dvarim HaYotzim Migufay O Migufa, so that individual also can't go there. So the suggestion that has been raised, which Lidore Doros has been discussed, it's not like anybody, it's not a new Knesset member found this Eitz and hasn't been discussed previously, and that is that for a man and a woman, for them to go to the mikvah, for any tumah that's yotzim migufa, and thereby be able to go to the area of Machane Levia. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, our great Rabbanim, whoever ours are, have already spoken on this issue, and I have nothing to add, and I think even Rav Miller felt he had nothing to add as far as that topic was concerned. What bothered him very much was the methodology dealing with the particular issue, and this is Melchamta Shel Torah, and this is a great example of where Hora'a, for someone to reach the Madrega of Hora'a, they need to be someone who's really holding in Kol HaTorah Kula. Otherwise, you can make mistakes that are almost laughable mistakes. Anybody who's involved in learning would see that. And getting a piece of paper to da of learning halacha for 3 or 4 years is really nothing close, as we've spoken to the past about it, relating to Hora. So the issue is as follows. The issue in regards to our sif. There's so many anafim over here, but we're going to focus on one anaf. The issue in regards to our sif is the following. A woman who's a pleita shichva zera. What do we mean she is? A woman had relations with her husband in the last few days. She's not a nida. A nida for sure can't go up to Har HaBayis. That's partial. But she's tahora. But she had relations with her husband. Pleita shichva zera is also metame the woman. The shaila being is, is she going to need this extended period of time of sheish onos shleimos because of shasha pleita shichva zera? Or we have the following suggestion. The following suggestion is an Ashkenazi woman for her to go through the process of the mechaber. So, according for Svardim, yesh la'ayin. A collector's item with Chacham Avadya. Maybe this is why it's not so mefursam, Chacham Avadya Shita, in this regard. So Rav Miller Shlita was extremely disturbed by the conclusion that this woman made in this Rabbanit made in this halachic journal. On page 74, I don't know the exact year, Rav Miller has printed out for me the whole article as well when I asked him, because I wanted to show it to you inside. What we have over here is the Mishnah Mikvos, and she quotes the Mishnah Mikvos accurately, and then she quotes the problem for Ashkenazim on the bottom of page 74. Ulam haramah cholek al shulchan aruch v'achayim v'toim she'ein anu bikim bezman hazeh v'lachayin ein lismoch al harchotza l'hamtin sheish onos ad l'tfila v'achayin haposkim ha'ashkenazim no'agim v'ramah. So if a woman, it would be appropriate, Mirza Hashem, it will be appropriate for us to go up in the right time to Har HaBayis. So now the question is, if a woman had relations with her husband, what about Dechshasha pleita shechazera, which is dechshasha yotze migufa. So in Rav Miller's words, he said on page 75, she went off the deep end. Let's take a look over here. Kana makom letzayim. Shenose tshuvaseinu shayach lehilchos tumatar. She tries to say a lamdus, but she got the lamdus backwards. When Rav Miller described this, I wasn't sure whether to laugh or to cry. It's mamash, she says that there are two components. There's halachos of tumah v'tahara that relates to anida, as well as the halachos of isha l'bayil. V'alkein ra'ui lahavchin b'dinei anida ben shnei inyanim. There are two different areas: tchum yishut shebeino isha u'bala, utchum haktusha v'tahara shel isha atzma klape inyanim shebekdusha. That there is the component of kedusha that she's tmeya. Correct? And then there's another component, and that is her relations with her husband. So she just suggests the following. Binogeya lechayim hazugayim yeshna hanacha brura betorah velisha benidat tumata lo tikrav klomar yeshna chashivut lisiyagim v'harchakot. The Torah says that there's an isra of lo tikrav when it comes to nida. That's one thing, which we're going to discuss in detail in Kuf Tzadi Hei. Ach, binyane kedusha, tavi achur melodei hamna'at mikiyum mitzvot acherot. She suggests that when it comes to kedusha, when we want to say that the woman's prohibited to her husband, so there, what are we going to say? We're going to say that the halacha is that will have to be machmir, because the Torah says, well, sikraf. However, and there's no loss, so she won't be with her husband. However, when it comes to Tumas Migdash, are we going to be so machmer on the woman and not allow her to go up to Harabayit? He continues. She continues. Ha'im yale al adat she'isha timna atzma me'achila pesach. Now she has a halachic argument. She says, what happens if she would be pleitat shechvazera? Would she not eat the carbon pesach? B'shel chumrazu shel hamtanat shimim b'shtayim shot u'bekach tistakeim b'karet. And she says the same would apply as she goes on. She suggests the same would apply in regards to going up to Har HaBayis Bizman Hazeh, that what should be done is that she should rely on the Mechaber Deitza, an Ashkenaziya as well, and even though the Ramah Paskin, that she can't rely on it for Shiva Nikiyim, but for Tumah V'Tahara, then the Halacha would apply, she argues. So Rabosai, Rav Miller said, All of us know that this is the exact opposite of many dapim in Maseches Nida. The Yosef Mizeh, what's more tragic about this, is it's even against the Beis Yosef on the Sugya Pleita Shechvazera. The Beis Yosef quoted a Raivitz. The Raivitz says that we're choshesh for Pleita Shechvazera. That's last week. Such a chutzpah. A person who doesn't know this is answering shayla. Forget about the etymology of harabayis. Is answering such sensitive shaylas? And anybody who learned daf yud, daf yud aleph, daf yud beis, daf yud gimel, daf yud dalet, daf tezvav, daf tezayin knows that's the exact opposite. We had Rabbi Yochanan and so many others that we're more machmir letaharos than we are labayla. That's error number one. If I was on Rav Nevin Sal's Madrega, who was one time Rav Nevin Sal tore Kriya middle of the shir because he quoted a shita that was wrong, and he tore Kriya in the middle of the sicha. Wow. He tore Kriya. So I was on that Madrega, I would tear Kriya now. But then it even gets worse on a certain level. She goes on to the next paragraph. She says, L'chein l'dati. B'mikre shel shimush alayach lekanech, she speaks to a woman, alayach lekanech, which is important. We need Rebbetzins to speak woman to woman. That shouldn't be ridiculed at all. Uladiach b'mayim chamin ulachem ikan tuchli litpol ulalot makom migdash miyad b'bli lahamtin shiva v'shtayim shaot. Ach, minag mishpateich wa piskei haramah. No, you're not being What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said, "V'chol aporei together with dvarim elu makom shnagul hachmer yishchenu nachash." Mikivan sheharamah lo nidrash lenose aliyah harabayit. The Ramah wasn't talking about the topic aliyah harabayit. Upasak liyehudi yehudei galut Europa, and he paskins for those Jews who are in the galus of Europe. Bekesher shel ishut bilvad. Rav Miller took it this way. He took it personally. He said, personally, I mean personally for halacha. There's a sinuation over here that the Ramah, that's for in Europe, galus. That the Ramah was passing for galus. Why did she need those two words? Pasak yude galut Europa. She could have just said, upasak bekesher shel ishut bilvad. So the Ramah, in his chumras, that's for now. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We have a new religion. We have a new thing. So the Ramah's not relevant anymore. So I don't know where probably it's a sugi moi katan. What do you have to do when you have to tear kriya twice? I mean, it's Hashem we're going to do after Pesach. I don't know which kriya is like a kriya al ovav imoy and which is a kriya al ochav al achosav. This is achosenu. At the end of the day, which of those things is worse? To paskin a shaila, which is entirely against anybody who's been omel in the sugyas, understand intuitively, not intuitively. The Farisha Gemara said it's wrong, and there's a Ravid that's against that. Or to say that the Ramah is only shaykh le galut Europa. I'm not sure yesh le ayin which and it's in Hilchos Kriya. It makes an afkamina how you tear Kriya twice. Adkan. I'm following Bikfos Rabosai. At this point, needs to be made. And there are other inferences you can make from this. And when the Ramah says, V'chol ha'par etzgedi yishchenu nachash, that's something, Ein l'shanos me'aminog, every single minog that we have is kadosh, that does not take the place of the importance of all of the things that women's learning helps Klal Yisrael for it, v'chulei. And for those who want to hear more about that, we discussed that previously. I don't want to be ma'arich now. It's also too painful. All right, let's wrap up in Kuf Tzadi Vav, Hey through Tes, and then Be'ezah Hashem begin Kuf Tzadi Hey. Bot ga'atma b'yom she'poskam iliros. We're in Kuf Tzadi Vav, Hey, no chidushim, just to review the basic rules in the Shulchan Aruch. If she checks herself on a day she paskim miliros umatzah tmeya, ubotka la'achar shlosha arba yamim umatzah tahora harezu becheskas tmeya. Achetivs of getahara. A woman who knows that she's clean, it doesn't matter that she knows she's clean. She needs to do a hefsek tahara. Shela olam enas alferes achetivdok in paskav azman lemacharasa. Now, why the mechaber formulates this as a case of when she thinks she's clean for 3 or 4 days and doesn't just simply state a woman needs a hefsek tahara, and without a hefsek tahara, she's tohara, ayin bebeis Yosef. But for our purposes, there are a couple nafkaminas, but for our purposes, it really doesn't make nafkaminas. So halacha, hey, in Kuf Tzadi Vav, is just telling us the requirement of hefsek tahara. Vav. Kol bedikos elu, bein bedikos hefsek tahara, bein bedikos kol hashiva, srichos lios bebege pishton, lavan yashan, obet semer gefen, obet semer lavan naki verach, v'tachnisenu ba'oso makom ba'omek, ulechurim ulestakim ad makom shashemesh shamesh dash. Here we have the halacha of how far the bedika needs to go, and we mentioned already in the past that the Beis Yosef over here on halacha vav quotes the which rishon was it? The Ravid. Yes, the Ravid again. The Ravid. I second guess myself. Maybe I'm still so wrapped up in the previous Ravid. But the Ravid, if I'm not mistaken, that says that Bdika doesn't have to be done b'churim u'vistakim, but the halacha is not like the Ravid, like the Rajba and others, who say that the Bdika has to be b'churim u'vistakim, which means, in terms of practical halacha, all Bdikas, for example, even for a Kala, where she's getting clean for her for prior to her chasna, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, or it's a lot uncomfortable, to be more precise, or a woman in her initial stages of marriage, where the hymen hasn't been entirely removed. Nevertheless, halacha says that the bedikah has to be done bechurim ubistakim ad makom shashamish dash. So
what's that for
Kala? So just a second.
What's that for Kala? She's married.
wait, just a second. That's the pure halacha. However, what we're going to see is that if it's not realistic, if it's not possible, as you alluded to in your question, the Ramah has an important point. But the Maker, the Dina, we follow those who say that the Bedikah has to be done b'churim u'mistakim. We said eventually we'll start, not this week, but we'll start a shiur in terms of Hadrach l'chatanim. That's something that one needs to emphasize to chasanim, that the Bedikah is not a superficial check. Some people are not aware of that, and they think that the Bedikah is just a superficial check. It really has to go quite deep inside the churim u'mistakim. Im yesh bo shum mara adumis, v'lo shetach nisel ma'at l'kaneach atzma, ואם יקשה בעיניה מאוד להכניס את כל כך בעומק, לפחות בדיקה של יום הפסקתר או בדיקה של יום ראשון השיבה, תהיינו עד מקום ששם השתש. So the time that we're most machmir for this bedika is for the hefsektara and the first day. Says the Ramah, בדיעבד הרמה has quite a cooler. ואם לא סכן בבדיקה יום ראשון תעשה פעם אחת כך, בבדיקה שער יומים, you can make it up, according to the Ramah, in any of the other 7 days. Miu bidi evidim loas akrein klal, rak shabot katzma yafu b'churim b'stokim, bo mekhetev kvi kolcha. So the Ramah says that she did her best, afal pishlo agila mokom shasham ishtosh, sagila, and so that's what I emphasize, particularly to kalas and to women in their initial stages of marriage. Do your best, you don't have to make yourself crazy, and the area of Makom Shashamish Dosh is definitely very difficult to reach at that particular stage. So the Ramah puts us at ease, and the Ramah says that she should do her best, and that's enough. As far as I know, everybody's no egg like that, Kula, as far as I know. See, I hear your question, but as far as I know. Siv Zain Hasuma Bodekas Atmu Mar Lechaverta, Asuma is a Bas Chiyuv. We're going to discuss that there are women who don't have Ne'amanus shortly. But Asuma has full Ne'amanus as a regular Bas Chiyuv, according to most Tanaim, and that's how we paskin, and therefore she has full Ne'amanus, but she just can't look at the Mare, and therefore she shows it to her friend to verify. Ches, hachareshe sheshomatz ve'enu medaberes, o shemedaberes ve'enu shomatz, the sugi in Gittin, that if you have a woman who's deaf, she's also a regular Bas Chiyuv, as long as she's not deaf and dumb. In other words, that she can't hear and cannot speak. Harein kepichas. Avlameino shemats v'ein medaberes. V'cheina shote. The Hagdara of shote is a Rashi in Chagiga that describes that she does 5 crazy things. People confuse what shote is. Shote is not someone with a low IQ, a very low IQ. But shote is that they do crazy things. Rashi has a list in Chagiga of 5 things. Lomba beis haklaris. Ma'abid mashinosan lo, etc., etc. Low IQ is a discussion of present poskim today, how to deal with individuals. I spent a lot of time on that sugya when I was in Hask. We spent a lot of time being osek in that sugya. How to be magdir, well, who is a bar das and who is not a bar das is a complicated question. We've discussed this in other occasions. Oshnitzvah das machmas choli tzrichas pichos livdok osan v'lekvo elohen vestos. But if she's already not a bar das, then other people have to do A, the bedika. She's not nemes and bika. She also needs to be informed what her vestus is. Kadesh tiyana mutaris lebalein. It's interesting how the kedushin took place in the first place by Maven Yavin. But either way, hukvulen vestus harehen kishar kol anoshim lo hukvulen choshesh mishloshim yom l'shloshim yom bedekas aydei pitkos. So there they don't have nemes, but asuma and someone who's either deaf or dumb has full nemanis. Test ha'isha shemar de livdok bein b'meis rasa bein mam shalov rasa bein marisa meshubach sal b'sheish leves kavua. This is the lashon of the Mishnah that isha should be mar be livdok. We've discussed the limitations of that and why not many recommend to actually live this halacha that we've discussed previously. Finally, the Ramah concludes in the end of Siv Dalid that light is important in terms of doing a bedika. And that's why the bedika is done not in the night and in the day, but rather in during the day. Both bedikas are done during the day, according to the lechatchila that there's supposed to be 2 bedikas. And the Ramah comments at the end of Sifdal, v'abedika tia l'or ha'yom v'lo l'or ha'ner. That's the reason why we don't do a bedika at night. It would make more sense to do a bedika at night. You capture the 24 hours, one in the one set of 12 hours, the other. So the reason why we don't do that is because the bedikah is supposed to be by the arayom, not by the araner. But b'di'evid it would work if you look at it la'ara. Now we're not talking about if you did the bedika during the day, but we're talking about if it's a night, excuse me, but we're talking about checking the bedika to see that it's clean at the nighttime. So bidi evet, if it looks okay la'ara ner, then in such a case it would be acceptable.
Why can't you just wait till the next day? And why isn't that like the minik today? Like people check their mos, no, why don't they check the next day?
It was bimikre, that's what happened. That's how I would understand. That it happened to have been that she checked at night and she no longer has it. It would seem to me that if there was any suffix that you have at night, then in such a case you should check it during the day. We pointed out in the past that a Rav can look at a bedika at night. We follow a sheet that says that he can look at night, unless we pointed out there's a suffix, keep that in mind. At this moment, when he read this, Rav Miller just pointed out that there are different types of light, even during the daytime. In other words, incandescent bulbs is not exactly like daylight, and fluorescent bulbs are not exactly like daylight, and that's why, if you'll notice, not only the Rav should do this, but even a woman, when she's checking, if there is something that's not entirely clear to her, she should go to the area of sunlight, and we spoke about that was Bein Amudim, and that's the area where you have the sunlight falling next to the shade. You don't put it in the sunlight, that's a common mistake people make. You don't put it in the sunlight, you put it by the shade in that area, and that's a repeat of this halacha. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Tom Vinishlam. We're now, Beis Hashem, ready to begin Kuf Tzadi Hei, the halachos of our chakos. This is a cheerful simon, not cheerful when you're just getting married and you're learning our chakos. It's a little learning to live life with our chakos. Eventually it becomes second nature, but in the initial stages of marriage it's a real adjustment. But it's cheerful in the sense that it's not hard, the sugyas are not hard, but there are a lot of interesting things that emerge. We're going to start Kedarkenu Beis Hashem with the Gemaras. With the Gemara, we'll even focus just on one Gemara. The Gemara in Yud Gimel and Aleph going to Gimel and Beis. We'll do the Gemara, then the Tosos, and then begin the halachos that flow from that sugya. There's a famous Gemara where the Gemara describes what's recorded also in our Medrash of Tana Devei Elio, four lines from the bottom. And you give them all. Tana Devei Elio, Maitse B'Talmud Echot, Shoshana Harbe, V'Kara Harbe, V'Shimesh Talmud Echam Harbe, Meis B'Chesio Yomov. But he passed away young. V'Hoyse Ishto Notelas Tfilov. This is such a gut-wrenching story. And his wife took his tefillin. It's very dramatic. The Gemara is very dramatic. And she would go and walk around with his tefillin. She walk around with tefillin in the and bring them to Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. For Amar Lahem, Ksiv BaTorah Ki Hu Chayecha Varech Emecha. She questioned and she said that we are promised that the Torah is Heim Chayenu Varech Emenu. And Baali Shoshana Harbe VeKaru Harbe Anti Yigimal Mebeiz VeShimesh Tami DeChacham Harbe Mepnei Ma'ameis VeChatsi Yomav. Why did he pass away young? And no one responded to her. Sometimes when you don't have an answer, the best thing is just to stay quiet. Pamachas nisarachti etzla. So Elio describes that I was once by her. She described the entire tragedy. And I said to her, Biti, bimei nidosayich ma'u etzlech. How did you act when you were a nida? What exactly was your custom? Amr li chas v'shalom. She said to me, Chas v'shalom, I didn't come close to him. Afilu betzke k'tana lo nagabi. He didn't touch even betzke k'tana. Bimei levo nechmau. By the way, Tosfos is going to be bothered. Why does the Gemara have its double lashon? It's mefurish in the Beis Yosef over here in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, based on Gemaras, that of course a woman is as usher when she's a nida as she is during her Shiva Nikim, or she's as also when she's a Zava as during her Shiva Nikim. So why the double lashon of how did you relate to each other b'mei nesech and b'mei luvonech? So she answered, Achalimi v'shasayimi, he ate with me, he drank with me, v'yashemi b'kiruv basar, and he slept with me with our bodies touching, v'lo also daito al dover acher, and nevertheless he didn't have any hirhurim or any thoughts to have any relations. It could very well be that she thought that this was a tzidkus on his part. In other words, he was such a tzaddik, he was such a poresh, that even though we were close to each other, that nevertheless we didn't do any ma'isa aver. It seems to be quite clear that she wasn't aware that they were doing anything wrong. V'amarti lo baruch hamakom shehargo. Elio is very sharp over here. Shelo nasa panim latorah. Shere amratei rav el isha binidas tumasah lo sikrav. We're going to discuss the Mirtzah Hashem at the end of Kuf Tzadi Hey, the most fundamental questions of what is exactly the Hagdara of the Isser Nida. We're going to spend quite a bit of time. We'll even do some important Lamdus and so on, as well as Halach Lamaisa, because we haven't discussed, you know, the issue of touching a Nida and so on and so forth. But this is that Pasuk, Elisha Nida Lo Sikra, and he said this was a violation as well, because you came too close. So from what we see from here is that Chazal's Harchakos are an extension, I wouldn't call them Doraisas, but we see that Eliyahu HaNavi considered them an extension of the Yisr of Lo Sikrav when it comes to Nida, and so therefore what we're doing, dealing with over here, is on a certain level we're even playing with fire. The Hainu that this is part of the Pasuk itself, the Archakos of Chazal, are part of Chazal's Hagdara of the El Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav.
Why is it not Daraisa? Meaning, it seems like it's a Kalos occurring.
Great question. Mirtz Hashem, when we get to, I'm going to wait till Kuf Tzadi Hei, first get all the details of our Chakos, quote unquote, out of the way, get and deal with that, and then Bezer Hashem will come back to be Magdir Nidas, and Erva, etc., and all of those things, and your question, and Blina, to remind me to get back to as well. Tosas Dibar Mask will be Meili Vonech Mawetzle. We're going to go through the Tosas. Tosas is really starting point is really the pshat question that we just asked, and that is, why does the Gemara say both bimei nida as well as bimei levonech? So says Tosas, lo mishum shiyesh lechalik bein nidus lilibun. It's not because there is a different halachic test in nibus lim. D'homer Rabbi Akiva, harei binidus achetavi b'mayim. That's a Gemara in Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Beis Yosef quotes it in Kuf Tzadi Hei as well. No, Eliyahu just knew that was the story. Now, skipping down, we won't do yet Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, just skipping down a couple of lines. First word in line is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam actually has a different approach. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Lashon of the Gemara is Meduyak. For Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Shayu Regilim, this is an amazing, this is a collector's item. Shayu Regilim Litvo Shtei Tfilos. They would go to the mikveh twice. Achas l'sof shiva l'riyasa shi'itor midaraisa bach tfila v'achas l'sof l'me libun l'kacha yimekel oso ha'ish. So Rabbeinu Tam has the following understanding. This guy was a real lamdan. And Rabbeinu Tam has the following thing, and that is that it was common in those days that they would go to the mikveh as for nida of seven, and then we have the chumrah of the Shiva Nekiyim, and then they would go to the mikveh again. They went to the mikveh twice. A fascinating maramakum. So therefore, this individual who made a terrible error, at the end of the day, this Talmud Echad really was all mechushban. Only thing is that his cheshbon was incorrect. It's got to be correct. It's got to work with the way the Chachmei HaMesorah understands. So this Talmud Echad made an error, and he assumed that the harchakos don't apply after you take care of nida d'oraisa, but that was wrong, that was an error, and therefore the result was quite tragic.
Clarification question?
Yes.
Why is Rabbeinu Tam saying, if she sees 3 days in a row, she could be a zava, why is she saying she's a nida? I just don't understand.
No, the answer is that it came, her period came in its expected time, the normal time that period comes.
Okay.
And then, on a level of Doraisa, all you need to do is do 7 days.
But how do you know that that's where you may Nida?
What's that? However you learn in the Machlokas Rambam Bali Tosas about Nida and Ziva.
Right. Okay.
Good? Mm-hmm. The Rashi, now Tosas throws something else in. The Rashi HaYinoeg, now you could put a big period over here, this whole Tosas is important, but really, Tosas brings up a new topic. The Rashi HaYinoeg, this is a fascinating thing. In many ways, Chassanim who don't have the opportunity to learn Hilchos Nida, they go through all of Hilchos Nida, never hear a name behind any Shita. But one thing often gets a name, and that is Gzeiras Rashi. The Gzeira of Rashi, which doesn't have any Makar in the Gemara. That Rashi was the one who introduced a Gzeira. It's found first in the Machzor Vitri. The Machzor Vitri is one of the close Talmidim of Rashi. The Machzor Vitri quotes in the name of Rashi the following Chumrah that appears also in this Tosos. There is no Makar in the Gemara. V'Rashi ha'yinoik iser la'oshit mafteach miyado liyado bimei nidasa. Rashi had the custom, not only as Harchakos being as we will see shortly in Shulchan Aruch, lo yischok, lo karoshima, etc., etc., but is also, Moshit is also passing. V'nira l'ri, and the reason why we're mentioning it here is sheyesh smach miseder Eliyahu. In the Tana Dvei Eliyahu itself, there is a source for this. Diktani, because there it says, Amar lo, Shema Avesalo as Hashem, and Shema Avesalo as Apach. Maybe you brought him something. That's what he asked, Eliyahu asked her. Umiyu, so what's the problem with passing? Ah, I know! The problem of passing is that there was a gzera. Notice, we haven't discussed why the gzera. That's going to be important for us today. Why is there that gzera? But here it seems that the issue of passing would be a problem. However, Tosfos says, Umiyu hasam misayim v'noga beich betzvaktana. Here the chash only is that he might have come to touch her. In other words, Tosis rejects Gzeiras Rashi. The Zayda doesn't have any Echreach. And the Zayda's Raya from Tana Dvei Eliyahu, you could say very simply, was not that there was an Iser to be Moshit, but rather he was asking, maybe he passed to you, because if he passed to you and he touched you, then in such a case, there would have been a violation of the Archaka. It's interesting to know, parenthetically, remind me, we shouldn't conclude Kuf Tzadi Hei without raising this. At the end of the day, if he didn't even realize it, inadvertently touching, it sounds like Eliyahu is going to be critical of that as well. It says, maybe he passed you something, or you passed him something, to Girsos and the Oz V'Hadar, and you might have touched. Mashma, that there's a problem if you had touched entirely inadvertently as well. Okay. This is the Gemara. This is the Tosos. Says the Rambam. Where do we go for the Rambam? We don't really need to go very far at all. The Rambam is basically Kuf Tzadi Hei Aleph, as well as we see it in the Beis Yosef. The Rambam codifies this Halachos Kedarko B'Kodesh very, very clearly. I'll read it straight from the Beis Yosef in Dibur HaMaskul U'Mashikosav. Kakos HaRambam Eperkofal Mehilchus Surebiya Lo Yitzchak V'Lo Yekal Roshima Shema Yargil La'Avera. And the Beis Yosef adds, that's the story in Avos Durim Nasan, that there is an Isser Lo Yitzchak V'Lo Yekal Rosh Ima Shema Yargil La'Avera. Says the Mechaber, Chayiv Adam Lifrosh Mi Ishto B'Mei Tumasa Ad Shetispar V'Litzvah V'Lo Yitzchak V'Lo Yekal Rosh Ima Shema Yargil La'Avera Avol Mutter Lo Lisyachid Ima. Of course, we know that when it comes to a kala, there is a problem of yichud, but there is no problem of yichud when it comes to husband and wife, because it's already past pesal. Once they've had relations once, it's going to be mutter. Let's get to Aloch Lamais. Let's jump into Aloch Lamais right away in these words. We're not going to talk about all the cases, but let's discuss a practical deal. It's quite unclear what the word v'lo yischok means. What does exactly mean? That we could translate in English that they're not supposed to be frivolous, but what about that modern Hebrew world today? Mischakim, games, playing games with each other. So here it seems to be odiyun to in contemporary poskim. I quoted in general Rav Eider Zatzal. I have to pinch myself to say Zatzal. I was a child. He seemed to have been a young Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Eider has the schus of being the first one to comprehensively write halacha in English with footnotes on the bottom. All of the Rabbi Forrest books and so on, he was the precursor to all of it, and he did, in that time, an amazing, amazing job. And he had the schus, it's not well known, but he's alumnus of our yeshiva before he went to Lakewood. See how surprised he is. He was alumnus of our yeshiva, of Yeshiva Sarveni Yitzchak Elchanan, and he then went to Lakewood. I believe he was in Rav David Lifshitz's shir, but he was a bacher, I think. And Rabbi Shachter remembers him from. So Rabbi Eider was the trendsetter of this genre, and he had a special connection to Rav Moshe. I think Rav Moshe thought what he was doing was very, very important, and he has many psukim from Rav Moshe. So on page 137, it's chapter 5 in his in his book in Hilchos Nida, I have the old edition.
This is the old edition?
This is not the oldest, but this is the old edition, yeah. He says, included in this Isser are games and sports, ping pong, handball, tennis. It is preferable to refrain even from quiet games, for example, chess and Scrabble. This is, of course, the sheet of his great Rebbe. This is what Ramesha Zatzal says is quoted as saying in Os Lamid Vav, that Ramosha said that was a problem. However, he does quote that the Be'er Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Devar Tzina Rav, who said, Ume'achar, I'm reading five lines from the bottom in Os Lamed Vav in Rabbi Yair Sefer, Ume'achar sheschok zeh ein akirav das, the negia, hameiv the akirav the gil arayas, ein lesser. He says at the end of the day, these types of games do not bring to kirav das of negia, and therefore the Devar Tzina is mekel. If you take a look, as well as the Chut Shani is correct. If you take a look at the next page in the Pisachei Tshuvos, this is a sefer that's been printed lately. The Pisachei Tshuvos is a little bit confusing for the Talmidim. This is two extra letters, Pisachei Tshuvos, as opposed to the Pisachei Tshuva by someone in my neighborhood, and I like how he puts things together. He quotes two sets of deos in Ha'ara 6 and Ha'ara 7 in Kuv Tzadi Hei, quoting the Machmirim being the Shevet Alevi, Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, that was quite a hard one. Rav Shlomo Zalman is Machmir as well, and he does not mention Rav Moshe for some reason. Maybe he didn't use this book. Oh, he doesn't read English. So he didn't use Rabbi Eider's book, but Rav Moshe is also Machmir. But at the end of the day, Rav Miller's approach was as follows, that there are many posts that are machmir, but he pointed out that this should not come at the expense if a woman is depressed or so on, and she needs it, and it's clearly not doing chiba. In such a case, Rav Miller said, then that would be mutter as well, if she's in a depressed state. I would just add a little bit more to our Rebbe said. It's different than what Rav Miller was saying. I would add that it's cultural. In other words, for many people, like the Deborah Tziner said, you know, board games and so on is in no way something that is chok. And obviously a couple who will decide that they would follow the Be'er Moshe, they should be aware that keep in mind that to be very careful it shouldn't reach the Madrega of chok if they're going to follow the Be'er Moshe. But at the same time, for many, it's a way that a couple spends time together. And spending time together and showing care for each other is for sure mutter, and hafuch, it should continue to be done. Along those lines, on page 137, Rabbi Eider writes, one may present his wife with a gift or flowers for Shabbos, and she may give him a gift even when she is a nida, and I think one could add, I think some of my rabbeim added, that even it's even more of a reason to give her a gift and so on, because when there isn't that sense of kirva that way, it has to be supplemented in other ways. So Rabbi Eider comes out with a split decision. On the one hand, for sure, flowers and gifts are mutter. Playing games, he seems to be nota l'chumra. Ping pong, we're going to get to later on, gets into sugya of zrika, which we'll, Amir Tzashem, discuss. But this is the diun. I think for many couples, bizman has other realities in this generation. If they know their own lines, I think there's room to follow the Be'er Moshe. Lekula, I said it's with tremendous pachad because Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as being machmir. But I think just the reality in our culture today, there's a lot of reasons to be the Deber Tzina Rav.
What about dinner dates? Lunch dates.
What's
like
that?
Going out to eat.
We'll discuss. The answer is, bottom line, is that it's mutter.
Even a few reviner.
Oh, that, I believe so. I believe he's Mekel as well. What we're now going to begin is the next topic within Harchakos, and that's the topic of Moshet. We saw Rashi, we're really continuing, we saw Rashi had the Gzeira of the Isser Moshet, and that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Mechaber passes. Zok the Helig and Mechaber and Siv Beis like this Gzeiras Rashi. Lo Yiga Ba'afilu Be'etzba K'tana. There's a prohibition to touch her. V'lo yoshit, which we'll discuss, we'll discuss at the end of the siman all the details of that. The reason I'm reading for the end of the siman, so the end of the siman has the most important makoros in terms of the isser of negia, and here is where the sugya of shaking hands and so on and so forth come up. This is where it really appears in Shulchan Aruch, but it appears in detail at the end of Kuf Tzadi Hei. Lo yigabal fil betzvektan v'lo yoshit miyado liyado shum davar v'lo yikablenu miyado shema yigabib sara. So the Mechaber says that it's prohibited to pass things shema yigabib sara, lest they come to touch each other. The Ramah then comments, and so too, throwing things are also asur as well. Okay, so we have two statements over here. One is the Mechaber that says that there's an Isser Moshe. Then we have the Ramah who adds that there's an Isser Zrika. This Ramah appears in the Darche Moshe as well. It's in the name of the Binyamin Ze'ev, as well as the Hagos Kshare Dura. Now, what exactly is the Isser Moshit? When does it apply? When doesn't apply? What exactly is the Isser Zrika? When does that apply? When doesn't it apply? And what's the relationship between the Isser Moshe and the Isser Zrika is all of what we're going to discuss, Be'ezra Hashem. Now, in regards to the Isser of Moshit, there is a famous heter of the Tashbates that's quoted by the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Gimel, and that's in regards to passing a baby. V'ayim b'tashbeitz. We're going to first skip the Tshuva Siyad Eliyahu in Sifkat and Gimel in Piskei Tshuva. We'll start with the Tashbeitz, and then we'll go back to Tshuva Siyad Eliyahu. V'ayim b'tashbeitz. Shekosav d'mutul ito miyoda hatinok mishum d'chaynos esatmo. That's permissible to pass a baby because a chai, a child who's alive, carries himself. Of course, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, and that is that if a person carries a child that already is, now we're not talking about an 8-day-old baby, but we're talking about a baby that's already older, that has significant movements on its own, so then it, on a certain level, however you explain in physics, we have this rule of chai nosa et atzmo, v'hi ein osa klum, el atinuk atzmo hu yotze michik imo uba el aviv. So in such a case, it's going to be mutter to pass a baby. This is the heter of the Tashbeitz. Because of chai nosa et atzmo, v'hi ein osa klum, and she's not doing anything at all, the baby's going himself from, in this case, going from the mother to the father if she passes him the baby. The Aruch HaShulchan, which is on the next page of your photocopies, the Aruch HaShulchan right after the Piskei Tshuvos, the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Tzadi Hei goes to town. This is, the Aruch HaShulchan is known for having the tremendous shoulders of Koach Teira. This is one of the cases where the Aruch HaShulchan is strongly Lechumra, and he vocally opposes the heter of the Tashbeitz. He concludes in Sif Katan Hey. It's in the brackets. Sif Katan Hey is on the first, on the right side of the column. It's a little bit rubbed out. Where I'm reading from is 10 lines from the bottom. He quotes B'shem HaTashbeitz. He says, V'timahani, Eze inyan hu l'chai nos es atzmo. What does this have to do with the sugya Chai Nosa Es Atzmo? Chai Nosa Es Atzmo argues the Aruch HaShulchan is a sugya in Shabbos, that you're not entirely carrying the child. The child helps you carry him. Fine! So then in such a case, it's not considered like a regular object or a regular item that you transport. However, argues the Aruch HaShulchan, over here, even though it's not a regular item that you transport, but at the end of the day, the Isser is not an Isser of Tiltul. The Isser is passing from the wife to the husband. At the end of the day, you did pass, argues the Aruch HaShulchan, and Chai Nosa Es Atzmo is not relevant. This is the Aruch HaShulchan's argument. Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Shechter Shlita, in the Sefer of Rev Sabalovsky, is very sharp. Rabbi Yonatan told me he heard this also from Rav Schechter, that Rav Schechter is not happy about this heter. We're going to see, as I wrote it out in the outline of our cover page, that this becomes a machlokus between our great Rosh Yeshivas. That's always exciting when we have that. On a humorous note, when I was in the yeshiva, we're talking now, 20 years ago, the Purim commentator, it's in Yonah D'Yoma, Purim commentator edition, had that, I'm not making a hashva between this joke and this beautiful machlokas l'shem shemayim, but the commentator edition had that in my days, when the Rosh Yeshiva davened mincha in the Beis Medrash, it was the Beis Medrash in Harry Fishel. That doesn't face Mizrach. The present Beis Medrash does, if I'm not mistaken, correct? So Rav Goldwich faces very much Yerushalayim. Rabbi Braunspiegel, Ne'yav Refu Hashem, was insistent that the Rav didn't. And Rav Schechter does a little. Every Rosh Yeshiva stands in a slightly different way. So the Purim, the commentator, was that all the Rosh Yeshivas took steps backwards and they all tumbled on top of each other because they were all going in different directions. That was the spoof in the commentary. That's one of the beauties of our yeshivas. There's so many great, awesome Talmidei Chachamim, and I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But Ein Echanami, sometimes what comes out is a machlokas between our great Rabbeim. Anyhow, so Rav Schechter, who goes on a little bit of an angle, so he says over here like this, leniency to pass babies to each other, see tashbates. And as Rav Schechter finds the tashbates hard to rely on, it's very difficult to rely on. Presumably, Rav Schechter's taina, this I wasn't zochet to speak with him about, Rav Yonatan could fill us in, but presumably what Rav Schechter is bothered by is this idea that the Aruch HaShulchan, that chayinot es atzmo is not really relevant over here. Just to defend the Pischei Tshuva, and defend the Tashbetz and Makilim against the objection of Aruch HaShulchan, I'd like to point out that I think that, I'm not the first one, I'm sure, to say this, I might have seen this already, that this expression with Tashbetz, when he says Chaynos es Atzmo, is not a Womdush Chaynos es Atzmo. It's not a Halachic Chaynos es Atzmo. The Hainu, the Shevet Alevi, I think, now I remember where I saw it, I think the Shevet Alevi mentions this, he knows what I was going to say, and he rejects it. But I think it's a decent pshat, is to say the Chaynos es Atzmo is just a what we call a Lashon Mushal, is a borrowed term. The Tashbetz just meant it as a borrowed term. And what he meant is, it's Chaynos es Atzmo vihi eino osa klum. And that is, if you're talking about a child and children, Baruch Hashem, some of you might have children already at that age, that when the child wants to go, usually it's not the case of the Tashbetz, where he's leaving the child is leaving the mother and going to the father. Usually the child wants to go back to the mother. So when the child wants, let's do it in modern terms, when the child wants to go back to the mother, so the child will reach out its arms, let's say it's 1 year old, so then it'll reach out. So he means, that's like chaynos es atzmo. It's a borrowed term. He doesn't mean it's the halakha chaynos es atzmo. So when the Aruch HaShulchan objects and he says, well, ma inyan hilchos Shabbos, the hilchos nita, the Tashbetz never means to say the same thing. Chaynos es atzmo vihi. He was just using that as expression. Take a look at Shevet Alevi. He's mefaltel a lot on this topic. He points out there's stiras in the Tashbetz. Ayin sham dvar ma'akdoshim. At the end of the day, Rav Schechter is not so excited about the Tashbetz itself. Therefore, Rav Schechter goes so far as to say, differently than I heard from one of his great Talmidim when I was a chassan. And that is, regarding carrying a baby carriage, one should only be carried by a husband and wife together if there is a great necessity to do so. In other words, there isn't going to be a heter in regards to carrying a baby carriage as well. You're not going to have the heter of chaynos es atzmo, and we're going to talk shortly about heavy items as well of carrying it together. It seems that Rav Schechter over here is nota l'chumra. We're going to get to that shortly. But coming back to the issue of chaynos es atzmo, Rav Schechter has difficulty with it. We thought we could defend what the Tashbetz means, and that's Rav Schechter Shlita's approach. Unfortunately, today I had to be at a very tragic Nichum Avelim, a very, very hard Nichum Avelim, so I did not get to discuss it with Rav Neventzal. Bli Neder, if you remind me in the next couple of days, I'll try to. I was never in Machriya this halacha with Rav Neventzal Shlita, so I don't know what he says. Rav Willig is known as disagreeing with his great Rebbe. as a Rebbe Chaver, and he and this is quoted in Rabbi Salaki's book. I think this is the only case in the book that I'm aware of where the Rabbeim directly disagree with each other. On page 314, Rav Willig Shlita says a couple may be lenient to pass a baby one to one another during Nida, and Rav Willig has an interesting chat, and Rav Miller Shlita years ago presented this as well from Rav Willig as it was printed here. And that is that Rav Miller said that Rav Willig told him the following chat. A baby is considered a chola whose needs justify such a leniency. In Hilchos Shabbos, we know that we're makel by Yisurei Darabanan when it comes to a chola. And we have at the end of our siman that we're makel in regards to a woman is a chola. The details we'll discuss. So the woman is not the chola over here, but there is a chola here. So we could be makel on her chakos when there's an individual who's a chola. You could be, it's quite a chiddush. You could say, no, when in the end of Kuf Tzadeh we're makel with the woman on the harchakos, that's when she's a chola. But here the woman's not a chola. Here there's a baby that's a chola. I could see Rav Shechter, you know, being bothered by that, by the cheshvin. But these are our great rabbeim. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. Rav Willig is very much note to Lekula because he says this is particularly indicate in light of the reality that couples that take a stringent stand in this matter may actually endanger the baby by placing on the floor on top of a car in ways that are unsafe. And I think Kedarko B'Kodesh, that is what's pushing Rabbi Willig over here. Rabbi Willig is very pragmatic, and what he's concerned is that if there's any case of chaschili, any danger for the baby, for sure, you could be mekel. I think Rav Shechter's response will be 100%. Of course, if there's any small chance that would be a danger to the baby, then of course, one should be what? One should be mekel. That would be pashut. Rav Shechter would agree. Question is where you draw the line, and is there a built-in heter, or the heter is that it's a case of danger, and sort of Willig says this as a straight-up heter, and Rav Shechter has a slightly different approach. Yes, Yisrael. Yeah.
So, according to Rav Willig, does the baby have to be a certain age, or is this general?
No, according to Rav Willig's svara that he has here. I've heard it also from him, and I don't recall him ever. The baby would be the status of a chola. Whenever it had the status of a chola, then in such a case it would be mutter.
Okay, and also for the past baby.
I think Rav Willig, if I could recall, when I was your age, younger, and hearing this from Rav Willig, this was in Hilchos Shabbos that came up. I was sitting in a Hilchos Muktzah shir, so he feels very passionately about this. So somehow he got to this topic, and it bothered him very much that a couple is getting on the bus, and the husband is not helping his wife with the carriage. Now, the truth is, the husband should take the carriage. But he was very concerned. I think that was at the moment when he dramatized this halacha, his concern was that in taking a carriage on and off the bus or a subway or something like that, he was very concerned about the safety of the child, that one of the, it might be difficult. It just dawned on me that Rav Willig Shlita had two sets of twins, right? So then they were transporting two in a carriage, not one. I didn't verify Rav Avram if there's any connection between the two. It was one of the twins. Yeah, Avram. Other. Yeah.
would Rav Willig also be majorly thinking in the case of a carriage?
Yes, I heard that from him. That I heard, but I was very young. So I heard this in the Shir and Hilchos Muktzah, but if I recall, that was particularly his case. Which leads me to believe that Rav Shechter Shlita is responding to hearing that particular heter when he felt that a carriage would not work. A by a carriage, yes,
you're talking about like on Shabbos when you have like no elevator and
uh-huh,
the stairs, that one, you know, has to bring the carriage all the way up.
Right.
The
And he says not even if Chassachli were afraid that the parents will drop the carriage.
Right,
just
I think more out of
courtesy.
Yeah.
Courtesy. Well, by the way, the Inyan of Kavod, I can't over, like I said last week, that you can't overemphasize how much Kavod Abrios and psychology is involved, that during the time of Nida, it's extremely, extremely important. You mentioned Kavod. I'm using that was the term that Rav Miller as well emphasized. Just keep in mind that Hilchos Harchakos don't take away from Kavod Abrios and so on and so forth. That's something that needs to be emphasized and needs to be discussed with Chassanim as well. Yeah?
When I asked Rosh Hashanah the Shaila, he added another important Ha'ara.
Okay.
Brings up a Nafkamin. I mean, I want to know if it's written in that book. He said, though, if I remember correctly, he thought that if the child was being was reaching for the other parent, that he was not to the Kula. It was just only if the child was not reaching out.
If the child is reaching out, Nachon, that would be consistent. That would make a lot of sense. Correct.
Well, it would be consistent because he seems to deny the Tashbetz and the Berkei Yosef.
Well, so that So I think, but that's exactly it. I think that Rosh Hechter is bothered by using the, what the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by, and that is the Chai Nosa Es Atzmo. That substantiates what we had said, that what's bothering them is the term Chai Nosa Es Atzmo. But Eina Chanami, if the child's going to lunge, then I thought there was a lot of room to say that even the Aruch HaShulchan would be Mekel, and you're saying that Rosh Hechter would also be Mekel. That's what I think is bothering the Aruch HaShulchan in such a case. So, let's keep on moving ahead. There's Baruch Hashem a lot to do. The Mechaber, the Shach, comments on V'lo Yoshit Miyado Afilu B'Dover Shu Aruch, even if it's something that is long. Why is the Shach saying this? Could somebody tell me what does the Shach mean? There's an Isser B'Moshet. Why is the Shach going as well?
Even if it doesn't touch your hand.
Oh, very good. So here there's some Archoker, the Badei HaShulchan, and Rasabalovsky Shlita, Archoker, what exactly is the Isser of Moshet? Why is Moshet Osser? So, suggests Michael the following. That if the Isser of Moshe is Shema Yiga, so then in such a case, I might have thought that if it's something that's Aroch, that you don't have the Shash of Shema Yiga. So comes along the Shach and says that is also Osser. Now don't make the mistake, Michael, with your sharp observation. This I'm going to drive home, and not everyone's going to agree with me on this, but don't make the error and say, the Shach is holding that it's a different possibility. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is as follows. If you take a look at the Badei HaShulchan, I have photocopied for you after the Shari Dura, prior to the next page from Rav Sabalovsky Shlita, on page Reish Samach Dalet, Bibra Maskel V'chein Al Yidei Zrika, he quotes a Rajba in the Tshuva that he quoted earlier in Sifkot and Yutes, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Simen Chof Aleph in Evin HaEzer. Simen Chof Aleph in Evin HaEzer is the Isser of Arayas. Over there, interestingly, what's mentioned, of course, is one's wife when she's a Nida as well. And there, it mentions that, as the Badei HaShulchan quotes, that the Chshash is what? Chiba. The Chshash is that they're going to come to Hergel Arveira. Notice, in Sif Aleph, we have the Chshash of Hergel Arveira. That when it comes to if there's going to be chiba, if there's going to be a closeness, if there's going to be something romantic, so then we're afraid that it's going to come the day Aveira. Hence, lo yischok v'lo yekav. That's halacha aleph. Halacha beis, we have a new thing, Moshet. Is Moshet an extension of halacha aleph, or is Moshet the new halacha? I would like to argue, and this no one could disagree with, and that is that according to Mechaber, it's black on white, it's Shema Yiga. I have to be honest that there is a Rajba in the Tshuva, that the Rajba in the Tshuva does say that it's Usher because of Chiba. Oh! So, I don't think that what the Shach is doing is that the Shach is saying, I disagree with the Mechaber. It's not Shema Yiga, but rather it's Chiba. That I don't think the Shach is doing. I think the Shach is saying, lo plug, that we don't want an intermotion, and therefore, even though the likelihood that it's going to happen is not so large, when it's Aruch, nevertheless, you know how halacha works this way all the time. So,
okay.
However, I want to be medayeh that the Hagol Shari Dura, which is the source for the Isser Zrika, is a different din. In other words, there are going to be two halachas. There's going to be a halacha, the Isser Moshet. I'll explain what I mean. Give me a second. There's going to be an Isser Moshet where there the Chshash is Shema Yiga. However, when it comes to Zrika, then I would like to argue that there's another Chshash. Now take a look at the hieroglyphics. Go Shari Dura. In Ramapet Shemesh, I managed to find a brand new Shari Dura. But now at Yeshiva, we're very traditional. So the Hago Shari Dura that I found is the old one. First of all, who is the Shari Dura? Dura is actually the last name of this great Rishon, who was a Talmud of the Maharam. The Hago Shari Dura, one of the most important sources.
Maharai.
Of
the Chum Sadashna.
Yeah.
You asked.
One of the most important sources of the Minig in Ashkenaz, and is of course quoted, you see that many, many times quoted in the Rambah. So they've just come out with a nice, clearer edition. But you have the Shari Dura, and then you have the Hagos that were written inside. So the Gemara over here, Kilu, the inside is the Shari Dura itself, and then there's Hagos Shari Dura. Now, in the Hagos, in Dibra Maskel, Al Olson Shezorkin, the Shari Dura has a Chumra, the Chumra of Zrika. Dibra Maskel, also Shezorkin Maftechos, Omos Biyana Shosein, Beis Nidason, Roy Ligar Behem, he says we should be machmir for those who throw keys or money in their wife's hands. Daha amrina beperek afalpi. Now we quote the Gemara in Ksubis that you saw quoted in the Beit Yosef. Abaya monikle apuma de kava rava monikle arshifta. There we're talking about the sugi that we haven't entirely dealt with, and that is the kos, mizigas kos. That is prohibited for a man to send a kos directly to his wife. And the Gemara says that what these Amoraim did, for example, Arshifta is a bench, he placed the kos on the bench, and then his wife will come and take it. Mr. Hashem, next time we'll discuss what to do after Kiddush, and so on, what do you do with the kos? Kos is an Inyan, clearly from the Gemara and the Rishonim, is an Inyan of Chiba. It's an Inyan of Chiba. And that's the example that the Hagos Shari Dura gives. The Hagos Shari Dura says that you're not allowed to be Zorek, he says, because it's reminiscent of sending it to her directly. So therefore you're not allowed to throw from husband to wife. I want to be medayik, like a brisker type of deal, that if you take a look in the Hagos Shari Dura in regards to the prohibition of passing, so there in Dibur HaMaskil Koshali on the next page, this is in the old edition, it's going from page Ayin Tesla base to pay. So there he quotes the prohibition of Hoshata, exactly the way we saw it in Tosos, because of the Chshash and the Shulchan Aruch, even more explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch, of Shema Yigaba, Shema Yigaba. So if you look in the source, even though it, when you see it in the Shulchan Aruch, as it appears in the Ramah, most people seem to understand, or many would understand, let's formulate it that way, many would understand that the Ramah is simply an extension of Shema Yigaba. However, no, there's Tzvei Dinim over here. There are two distinct halachas. One halacha is the Isser Moshe, which is Shema Yigaba, which we're machmer even though it's Aruch. And then there's a certain chiba of sending something to your wife, tossing something to your wife. And that's the chash. And Rav Savolovsky Shlita, I might come out a little bit differently than Rav Savolovsky, but over here, I agree with him very much. Rav Savolovsky says it's hard to understand why would, and I have a raya from the Shari Dura that he's right, why would Zrika be us or Shema Yiga? Why would it be Shema Yiga? At the end of the day, it's not likely to have Shema Yiga. Wait, let me finish. That you have the chash of Shema Yiga. He's 20 feet away, right? So he still play quarterback. So at the end of the day, it's a long pass. So then in such a case, there's a chash of Shema Yiga? So Shema Yiga is still a chash? No. Elamai, it's a different halacha. It's halacha in Chiba. That's going to be the Isser Zrika. I'm not finished. Just a second. I'm sorry. Oh. So this is the Hagos Shari Dura. As you read it. In Kenim Advarim, I'd like to point out that I don't necessarily agree with the way the Badei HaShulchan and Rav Savolovsky Shlita present the Ramah. If you take a look at the Badei HaShulchan and Dibur HaMaskel V'chein Al Yidei Zrika, the Badei HaShulchan says as follows. He says, "Ulechora lefi tamo shal mechaber shisar shatu bnei chashash negia lo shayich lachshosh kein bezrika." Ulai das haramah kedas harajba b'tshuva. The Badei HaShulchan is bothered by the following question. The Badei HaShulchan says, "Wait a second, why would zrika be us?" In other words, he assumes that zrika is not connected to Nagia. If he's a good quarterback, so then what's the chash? By the way, we're going to speak about shortly throwing an errant pass might actually be better. We're going to get to that in the Tetzchei Shuvah. that if you're a worse quarterback, then you might be more of a tzad l'hakka. We'll get to that shortly. So the Badei HaShulchan, in the seriousness, the Badei HaShulchan says what? The Badei HaShulchan says that at the end of the day, why should there be an Iser of Zrika? Because the Iser Zrika, you don't have the Chash Negir. So he speculates that there's a fundamental machlokis between the Ramah and the Mechaber. The Ramah is of the opinion that the Chash of Hoshata and Zrika is the same Chash, and that is the Chash Achiva. While the Mechaber doesn't have the Chumrah of the Ramah, because he wrote the Shema Yigah, Adkan Divrei Abadei HaShulchan. And so too does the great Talmud Chacham Rabbi Sadolovsky as well have that on page 202. The way he presents it is as follows. He presents that the Rajba has two different reasons. By the way, this is where I wish, you know, they would put the footnotes in the text, because he says the Rajba gives two different reasons. There are two different Rajbas. One is the Torah Abayis on Hilchos Nida. The Rajba says the Shema Yiga. Then it happens to be that there's a Rajba in the Tshuva that the Beis Yosef in Chaf Aleph says, and that is Chiba. Okay, that's fine. And Rav Sabalovsky then puts the two issues together, and he says there are a couple of nafkaminas of whether the Isser of Hoshit is Chiba or it's Shema Yiga. And he says, first of all, throwing. He says, throwing, it makes sense that it should be a Chash Chiba. However, if it's going to be Negiya, so then in such a case, then if the Isser Moshit, then it wouldn't make sense that throwing is Aser. Another nafkamina of Sabalovsky suggests is what happens if you do passing with a Shinui. What if you do passing with a Shinui? So the Ritva in Ksubis seems to say that passing with a Shinui is going to be mutter even according to Rashi. So if you say that the Chshash is Chshash Hashem Yiga, Rasavosky says sharply, says, Dafto Shinui, you're more likely to come to touch. But if it's Chiva, so then you're less likely, then it's to remind you that it shouldn't be done Derech Chiva. So that would be, maybe you would have the Heter of passing with a Shinui. However, I would like to be masig on the way that both the Badei HaShulchan as well as Rav Sabalovsky presented it. The Nias Daiti in Ashkenaz, it's both. See, you just need to give me a little time to develop. And now you're nodding your head. But in Ashkenaz, it's both. Dahainu, the Rajba paskin that there's a Chshash Hashem Yiga when it comes to Hoshata, and that's how we paskin. The Agos Sharei Dura introduced that when we have the Chshash of Chiba, he introduced that Zrika is like being Moshe Kos. Moshe Kos, clearly from the Gemara in Ksubis, is a Chshash of Chiba, and then in such a case, it's going to be Osir. So for Sfardim, what will come out is, and Ashkenazim, the Isser is going, a Moshit is an Isser of Shema Yiga. And now what I get is, I'm Marviach a possible Kula. And that is, that even though we hold that both are true, right, that Shema Yiga and Chiba we're Choshesh for, but when it comes to the Chshash of Moshit, so then the Chshash of Moshit, if you held, it's not a Kula Lemaisa, but when it comes to Moshit, if you held that the Chshash was going to be a Chshash Achiba, then ain't a Chinami, then a Shinui would work. However, what's Mefurish in the Mechaber? What's Mefurish in the Mechaber is that the Chshash is Shema Yiga. So even though the Ritva makes sense, but the Mechaber Paskin is Shema Yiga, and what emerges to crunch is as follows. According to the Mechaber, the halacha is that Moshit is Asur Shema Yiga. Ashkenazim agree that it's Asur Shema Yiga, because that's how we have it in Ruba, the Ruba, and the Marmekamos. It's true that Rabbi Sabalovsky and the Badei HaShulchan found a Rajma in the Tshuva, which is called the Beis Yosef and Chaf Aleph, that's in Ebenezer, that's Chiba, but at the end of the day, what's Mefurish and the Tosus and the Rajba and the Tur, etc. Tur is not Mefurish, but I'm going to say Beis Yosef and others, it's Mefurish that the Chshash is, the Chshash is Shema Yiga, and that's going to be the Isser of Moshe. Adkan for the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, based on the Sharei Dura, accepts all of the above. Not like the Badei HaShulchan says that they rejected. No, he accepts all of the above, but he says there's another din. And that is outside of Moshitz, which is a chshash Hashema Yiga. There's another chshash of Chiba itself. I will be marviach a little bit more based on this understanding. I always found strange the Kresi Uplesi quoted by the Pischei Tshuva in the end of Sifkatan Dalit. He quotes the following. He speaks about the bad quarterback. So he says, Ot katzav sham sharah shenogin shezarkin dover klapei maila v'lo lenochach ishto. If he doesn't throw a good pass, if he throws a bad pass, so then in such a case it's mutter. So I always found that a little strange. What does it mean? Like it's a chucha v'tzluha. But according to this, it's very, very nice. If he's not throwing her a nice pass, then it's not chiba. So if he's throwing it over there, so that's not chiba. He's throwing it on the other side. She has to reach out and so on. I mean, I guess it depends on how much they like playing football together. I mean, but at the end of the day, presumably that's not derech chiba, and therefore the crazy place makes a little more sense to me. The hetzel, like what's this idea that you intentionally throw it the wrong way? If he's intentionally throwing it the wrong way, then that's not the chiba that's at play. Hayotze midvareinu in terms of halacha lemaisa for Ashkenazim, they need to be machmir on hoshata, even hoshata of a kli aroch. Because of Shema Yiga, it's a low plug according to the Shach. And then there's another halacha of Zrika, which is a chshash of Chiba, and that's based on the idea that any interaction between husband and wife on things that produce Chiba is going to be Asra. And the tremendous Chumrah, it's a Chumrah, and one could definitely find instances where one could be Mekel, but a tremendous Chumrah that emerges is that not only is the example of the Gemara of Chiba Aser, but even Zrika in general is going to be Aser as well. Once that happens, that the Sharidura opened the Pandora's box and said, we're going to make new Gedarim of Chiba outside of Moshit, so now the Pesach Tshuva then follows with another Chumrah in Sifkatan Dal. Zrika, I apologize, I'm not taking a question yet, but I want to finish the whole topic. Ayin b'tshuva shebesov sefer Minchas Yaakov, shekotev da'asu li'isha nida la'asir mibala notza derech neficha, that a woman is not allowed to blow lint off of her husband's beged. Now, it's going to be asur to touch his beged, because that's already touching him. If you're shaking off lint, then you're touching him as well. That's going to be awesome. But what about the blow-off? So it's interesting that there's a shaila in Hilchos Muktzah about blowing Muktzah. But here, they brought a raya from the following Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis on Kufayim Abayz says that there was once an individual who came to Amemar, and he said to Amemar, I need you for a din Torah. And he flicked off something from, I'm dramatizing the Gemara a little bit, it's not exactly, but he flicked off a little bit of dust from Amemar's jacket. So Amemar says that you can't use me as a dayan anymore. Why? I got hanah from you because you flicked off the flint from my thing. So we see that already is considered hanah and therefore is going to be osir. Yesh lefalpel. Is it osir to give your wife hanah? There's room to be makel over here. What's the vart from the Gemara in Ksubis? The Gemara in Ksubis is that Amemar got Hana, and that's, I'm sure, part of what the Tshuvas Har Carmel, it's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva, where in the Pischei Tshuva of Katan Dalit, the Tshuvas Har Carmel is arguing that Raya is Hana. There's no issur to give your wife Hana. You're allowed to give her flowers. We spoke about that you're supposed to. The issur is Chiba, that too much Chiba where Chazal presented. So now you have this diun. Even if Amemar Yesh La'ayin in the Raya and the Gemara, is that already considered Chiba? That's something that Chiba that a wife will do. She will button her husband's jacket and say he looks handsome, or brush off something on the lapel, then that's already Chiba. That's so then Neficha as well. It's Lav Dafka touching. Because once we saw that Zrika expands Chiba, so then Chiba is expanded to other cases as well. Yes, Rabbi Yonatan.
The Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going to pull a raya from the Kresi Plesi now.
Yeah.
The Shulchan Aruch might be working off of just of Shem Yiga, but also have the Chumra Zrika. The Gemara Bava Kama says in Yana Revesa Kocho Kagufu Dami. Because this is actually like touching her. Awesome. When you throw something up in the air, it's not Kocho Kagufu Dami, because once it reaches terminal velocity, it's just
starts then
falling down.
Maybe then, it's a different Avonic.
That create a halacha. I think Nachshon Shekel says this way also, I think. But the that create a halachic nafkamina within throwing things, like the way Rebbe was talking about. Meaning, it sounds like the crazy place you would be cholik if you throw it to her indirectly, like a bad pass. That might be also, because it's still kocha gufa dummy. Only if you threw it in the air, and the minute I think, Rebbe can tell me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken from the hearing that I heard, like the only way to be mastering throwing something is if you throw it up, and not if you throw it indirectly. So it'd be a riot to the tavana, no?
The crazy place he was making, though.
The crazy place just talks about a place you can throw it in the air.
He said, "V'hi poshetes yado mekablosa."
Right. She has to stick out her hand to catch it.
In other words, you're saying it's only if he did it, if she stuck it out.
No, he throws up the keys and she goes like this.
Right, but she could. What if he threw a good spiral?
Okay, so once it starts going like this,
no, it's not a dead pass that's falling down.
No, it means it has nafkaminas in Baba Kama. I mean, once it starts reaching terminal velocity, it starts going down her own. She can go in like this.
Yesh la'ayin. Finally, Rabbi said, in terms of halacha l'maisa, what emerges from this is the Shevet Alevi's conclusion that we saw also Rav Shechter said. And the Shevet Alevi says, even on a heavy item, it will be one should not help one's wife carry. That was not how I was taught as a chassan. But at the same time, the Shevet Alevi is extending the Shach, and that the Shach says that even on a davar aruch, so then we're choshesh for moshet. So even to carry together a heavy item, the Shevet Alevi is machmer, and that's basically where Rav Shechter is coming from as well. When he says a heavy item of a carriage, one should be machmer. I would like to add that the heavy item might even be more of a problem than the davar aruch, because the heavy item, if it's not a very large item, so then in such a case, when it's heavy, you're more likely, because you're fumbling around exactly where to position one's hands, then there might be a chshash of shemayiga, nahara nahara upashte. I think there are poskim that are mekel. Some of the talmidim could come back to me afterwards and tell me exactly what they're based on, where they're mekel. But again, what we saw from Rav Shechter as well as the Shevet Alevi, they are machmir, but I do believe that there are posts on their makel, but it does make a lot of sense in terms of the Chash Hashem Yigo of Sarah. I'd love to tell me to come back with Mary Makomas. I was hoping to already start Lo Yochal Imal HaShulchan, but it's already late, so yeah, Rabbi Avram.
Lamaisa, is this like a
I think there's a lot of room to be makel like the place.
Another question, this relates back to last year, but about using a day of Isra Tashmish like Yom Kippur and Hishabot.
Right.
Is that a blanket heather? Anyone can just do that, or is it only in specific situations?
No, I think it would be a particular case where the fifth night be Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, so then in such a case, then it's a blanket heather. If it's the fifth night, the question is whether we're knowing this way la halacha. I owe you that one. I have to get back to you as far as how we're knowing la halacha on that case. But there definitely was room to.
I'm sorry.
What would correspond to the fifth day? That's what I meant to say. What would correspond to the fifth day?
Across the board.
Nachon.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. A good Shabbos, Chevron.
Good Shabbos.